This is America Weekend. I'm Mike Bennett. A regular contributor is meteorologist Jim Witt of theweatherwiz.com.
All right, Mike. Last week we talked about clouds and precipitation. We mentioned that when air is forced to rise, it expands and cools. Water vapor is squeezed out of the air by the form of condensation. The moisture could take the form of dew, frost, fog, or precipitation. As we mentioned, there's various places where the air is forced to rise, such as mountains, along fronts, and in storms. But there's another place where it's forced to rise, and that's in the doldrums. This is an area of low pressure located near the equator. The northeast trade winds in the northern hemisphere converge with the southeast trade winds of the southern hemisphere. Where these winds come together, the air is forced to rise. As a result, this is an area of heavy rainfall day after day. The doldrum belt does shift, though, during the year. In the summertime, it migrates 5 degrees north of the equator. During the autumn and spring season, it's located very close to the equator, while in the wintertime, it migrates about 5 degrees south of the equator. Now, just the opposite is the horse latitude belt, where the northeast trade winds originate and move away. Air flows away from the horse latitude belt. At the same time, the southwesterlies originate from the horse latitude belt, and they too flow away from the area. Now, as the air moves away from the horse latitude belt, air must descend to take the place of the departing surface air. Air is sinking, thus warming, and no clouds or precipitation occurs. The horse latitude belt is located about 30 degrees north and south of the equator. For the most part, this part of the Earth is void of clouds, wind, and precipitation. In the early days, explorers had to lighten the loads of their ships because there was no wind to push them along. Everything had to go overboard, even the horses they brought along for transportation in the New World. As a result, this area became known as the horse latitudes. Now, what is really important here is where the air is forced to rise, clouds and precipitation prevail, and where air is sinking, there is little in the way of clouds or precipitation. So, now that we know where and why precipitation occurs, let's look at the different forms of precipitation. First, there is rain. This is described as drops of rain falling from the clouds, which are at least a few thousand feet above the ground. Very fine drops, called drizzle, falls from the lower clouds, such as stratus clouds. The classic snowflake consists of a six-sided crystal. At very low temperatures, snow may take the form of ice needles. Sleet or ice pellets are formed when raindrops fall through below freezing temperatures or layers of air, solidifying into pellets of clear ice. Freezing rain falls when drops of rain come in contact with below freezing surfaces on the ground. This condition, if prolonged, may create an ice storm, causing hazardous driving conditions along with severe damage to trees, shrubs, telephone, and electric wires. Finally, hail can be described as alternating layers of snow and ice that resemble an onion in structure. Hailstones, oddly enough, are usually associated with severe summer thunderstorms and are rarely experienced during the winter. Now, the type of precipitation that strikes the ground really depends on the vertical and the thermal structure of the atmosphere. If the clouds are located completely in the cold air, that's below 32 degrees, then the temperature of the dew point will be below freezing and snow forms. As snow falls through the air and hits the ground, it does not melt since the ground temperature is also below freezing. The snow is said to stick. If the clouds are located both in the cold air and the warm air, then raindrops are formed in the warm air while snow is formed in the cold air. The raindrops fall into the colder air below. They eventually freeze and form solid pellets of ice, which we call sleet, of course. These pellets reach the ground as sleet, which some people mistakenly call hail. So where the cloud is located in both in warm and cold air, we get a mixture of snow and sleet. If the entire cloud exists above freezing air, no flakes can form, only raindrops. If, however, the cold air below is thick enough, raindrops could form pellets of ice and sleet would form. However, if the cold air below the clouds is extremely shallow, then the raindrops will remain as raindrops until they actually hit the ground. If the ground temperature is below 32, then the rain freezes on contact with the ground, forming freezing rain or glaze.
With meteorologist Jim Witt of theweatherwiz.com, I'm Mike Bennett, and you are listening to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Order in the court.
This is attorney Jay Coleman with the final verdict. John is 25, in the Army, and it looks like he's going to the Persian Gulf. He's not married, so if he's killed, his property would go to his parents. But John told two Army buddies that if anything happened to him, he wanted his girlfriend to be his beneficiary. Well, as it turned out, John never went overseas. He died in an unrelated accident. Who gets John's property now? The final verdict after this.
The Movie Man 6-second DVD review starts now.
When horror is done well, it gets in your blood, and It Follows is one of the creepiest movies of the year. Bummy!
6-second reviews are brought to you by summer's most unapologetic new comedy, Trainwreck, starring Amy Schumer, in theaters July 17th.
The law says an oral will of a soldier in anticipation of combat is binding until revoked by that soldier. John never revoked his oral will, so his property goes to his girlfriend. And that's the final verdict.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. A growing number of bikers are converting their softail Harleys into baggers. Owners considering making over their softail into a mini bagger will have plenty of company. Today on American Biker Minute.
The Movie Man 6-second DVD review starts now.
Offensive without a lot of funny. Feral and Harder, flaccid and Get Hard could use a little blue pill. I'm out.
6-second reviews are brought to you by summer's most unapologetic new comedy, Trainwreck, starring Amy Schumer, in theaters July 17th.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Harley-Davidson Softails have the counterbalanced twin cam engine, which many riders prefer in their bagger conversions. Leather saddlebags will be instantly recognizable, while those with a more expensive hard bag conversions are harder to tell apart, and cost varies widely on these bagger conversions. From $500 for a set of throwover leathers all the way up to several large for paint and a quality set of hard bags. This summer, a lot of people are turning their softails into mini baggers. American Biker Minute. Your passport to the open road on two wheels.